Holy Father, we humble ourselves before Thee this morning, offering Thee our prayers, our petitions, our songs of praise unto Thee. Father, we are so thankful for this opportunity that we can gather in Thy presence and study from Thy Word and sing songs of praise unto Thee. Father, we pray that each thing we do before Thee this morning might be in accordance with Thy will. Father, we ask that in all things we might always do Thy will and not our own. Father, we pray for those that are mournful, for those that are sick, that we might look to see what we could do for them and comfort them in any way we can. We pray for the elders of the congregation, that their leadership might be of Thy will, and that we might always submit to them, and that things will operate in accordance with Thy will. Father, we ask Thee to be with each family here, that we might try to do what You would have us to do with our children, that we might teach them to love Thee. Father, we pray that You would be with us as we go on through this service. Help us to put thoughts of the world away from our minds, that we might center our thoughts on worshiping Thee. We're so thankful for Jesus, and it is through Him we offer this prayer. Amen.
Before the Lord's Supper is offered, let's sing number 149. Let's sing the first and third verses.
I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. How He left His own glory for the cross of Calvary. Yes, I'll sing,
yes, I'll sing
the wondrous story
of the Christ who died for me.
Sing and praise the greatest soul.
This table has been left prepared for those that desire to partake this morning. Are there those that desire to do so? Okay, if you will, as we pass through, would you please raise your hand and let us know that you're there. Our Heavenly Father, at this time we do gather around Thy table. We observe the suffering of Thy Son upon the cross for our sins. And we realize that suffering is to take away our sin, take away our opportunity to go to hell. And we pray, Lord, that we strive always to make that sacrifice worthwhile. We realize, Lord, that we can never fully make that worthwhile, but we strive, Lord, to walk in Thy steps and to do Thy will at all times. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Was anyone overlooked?
Let's continue. Father in heaven, we're grateful for life and for this day where we can come together, sing praises to you, Father, and remember the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we are sad that he hung on that cross for our sins, but we rejoice in his resurrection, and we're thankful that we have the opportunity to serve him and to possibly go to heaven. Father, this cup represents his blood that was shed for us. We ask your blessing on it and those that partake of it. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Song is number 552, Living for Jesus. I'd like to sing the first and third verses only. And in the chorus, we're going to sing it twice as fast. So be ready for that. 552, first and third verses.
Thank you.
you also have opportunity at this time to lay by in store. Are there those here that desire to do so? We'll pass through at this time. Thank you.
This morning, our theme is going to be devotion, devotion to God, and how we can become more devoted to God. I'd like to start by reading from Mark chapter 10, Mark 10 verses 17 through 22. It says, "And as he was setting out on his journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, 'Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?' And Jesus said to him, 'Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments: do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother.' And he said to him, 'Teacher, all these have I kept from my youth.' And Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, 'You lack one thing. Go, sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me.' Disheartened by the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions." When I think about being devoted to God, when I look at my life, I'm sure most of us in this room would agree that we're good people. We're not a group of terrorists here. We're not murderers or a den of thieves coming together. We're good members of society. We contribute and all that kind of stuff. We're decent human beings. But we're much like the rich young ruler. There's something going on in our lives that is not right before God. It may be one thing, it may be 10 things. But we all have something. The rich young ruler here, it was riches for him. He put it before God. And so he had this great, unique opportunity to go before God on earth and ask him what he needed to do to inherit eternal life. And when Jesus gave him the answer, instead of being glad and saying, "Great, here, I'll go be with Jesus for the rest of eternity starting today," he went away sorrowful, which is very sad. So when we think about what could it be in our life, maybe it is riches for us. Maybe we're a pathological liar. Maybe we get road rage. It could be any number of things. Maybe we're lazy. Maybe we fill our lives with too much. But whatever it is that's putting us in front of God, we need to put it aside, just like Jesus called the rich young ruler to do. Let's look at Romans chapter 11, beginning in verse 33. I'm going to go through chapter 12 and verse 2. Romans 11, beginning in verse 33. "Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So as we go through this service this morning and we sing songs about devotion and being closer to God, I'd like you to think about something in your life that you can do better. What is your weakness? Let's identify it so that we can begin to work on it, so that we can be that living sacrifice that is holy and acceptable to God. With that, I'll turn it over to Fred.
In the supplement, song number 136, "You Are My Strength." The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. Psalms 18, verse 2. Let's all sing. You are my strength. To behold the beauty of the Lord, Psalms 27, verse 4. Let's all sing. O Lord, you're beautiful, your face is all I see, and when your eyes are on this child, your grace
through you, my Lord.
If you wish to read along with me, if you'd turn your Bibles to Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3, we will read the first 12 verses. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Proverbs 3. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him. And He shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest His correction. For whom the Lord loves, He corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights.
Thank you, Pat. In the supplement, turn to Psalm number 2. Psalm number 2, Higher Ground. Philippians 3:14 says, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. We'll sing all three verses.
No soul, I'm pressing on the upward road, a new life's a blessing, in every day. Amen.
1:3-9, deeper and deeper. Hebrews 12:2 states, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. Do-mi. We'll sing the first and last verses. Do-mi. Into the heart of Jesus, deeper and deeper I go. Seek to know the reason why he should love me so, why he should serve to lift me up from my fiery clay, save my soul, make me whole, though I have wandered away. Into the joy of Jesus, deeper and deeper I go, rising with soul and rapture, far from the world.
Will you pray with me, please? Our dear Lord God in heaven, we bow before thee, realizing thou art the almighty, all-knowing, and all-present God. You are the creator of all things that exist, and we're truly blessed and thankful that you have given them to us to live here. Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful for all that you give us, especially for the Father, for the Son, and for the Holy Spirit. For therein are all the blessings of this world and for the world to come. We're thankful, dear Lord, for the food that you give us, the clothes that we have in our homes, our shelters. But we're especially thankful, dear Lord, for your mercy, for your grace, and for your forgiveness. We're thankful, dear Lord, for the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And we ask that you will continue to be with us and continue to be mindful of us as we have need of thee. Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful for the families that you have given us, for our physical families, and we're thankful for our spiritual families. We pray, dear Lord, for your children everywhere around this world. We especially pray for those who are being persecuted and those who are in harm's way. We pray that you would bless them and give them strength, give them comfort, and help them in their attempts of serving thee and doing the things they need to do where they are. We're especially thankful also, dear Lord, for this group of people who meet here at Olson Park. We pray that you would bless us and help us and direct us towards being a congregation of thy people that are acceptable unto thee. We pray for each Christian that is here. Help us to be examples into the world as we go out into the world for thy name's sake and for the laws and the teachings that you have given us. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would be with us in our efforts here, and we pray that they will be successful. Help us to grow spiritually, and as we grow spiritually and we come in contact with others, we pray that in hope that we will grow in number also. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for all those of our number, but especially we have those that we need to pray for who are in need of thy healing hand, whether it be spiritual or physical. We pray for those who need thy physical healing, that you would bless the people that are taking care of them. Be with us and help us be a help to those who are suffering. We pray for those that have lost their way, that they have the opportunity and the time to study and look at thy truth and thy word, consider it. And we hope that they will repent and turn of their ways and come back and worship thee and serve thee. Heavenly Father, we ask that you'd be with us as we go into the world and do the things that we have to do. Protect us, guide us, and direct us in thy word. And give us strength in all things.
We pray for our military and for this government, especially at this time of our cycle that we are selecting new leaders. We pray that, dear Lord, you would help us to select those that are more likely to follow thy truth and thy teachings and direct this country back towards thee in godliness. We pray for our military that you would watch over them and help them to continue to keep us free and safe. We're thankful for that blessing. We pray that it will continue. Heavenly Father, as we consider our devotion unto thee this hour, we pray that you would help each and every one of us to look deep within our hearts and help us to understand the things that we need to change. Help us consider our service to thee and our lives as Christians. Our desire is to be in thy presence in eternity in heaven. And we know that there are things on this earth that may keep us from that. We pray that you would help us to look inward and understand our lives and be honest with ourselves and consider those things that need to be done. And help us to have the courage to reach out and seek thy help and seek the help of others who may be able to guide us in this path. Be with us now this morning as we continue in our worship to thee. Give us strength and courage. These things we ask and pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
From the big book, number 117. Number 117.
Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand.
Bread of heaven, feed till I want no more.
Bread of heaven. Tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fears subside. Bear me through the swelling current, land me safe on Canaan's side.
Songs of praises I will ever bring to thee.
Songs of praises I will ever give to thee. Number 352. Number 352. More holiness give me.
Give me more strivings within, more patience in suffering, more sorrow for sin, more faith in my Savior, more sense of His care, more joy in His service.
More purity give. 530. Number 530. Looking to Thee, number 530. No soul. Looking to Thee from day to day, trusting Thy grace along the way, knowing that Thou wilt safely keep all that is Thine. Sure of Thy soul-redeeming love, sure of a crown of life above, singing Thy praise I press along, Savior divine. Looking to Thee, trusting Thy grace, I am as happy as a true soldier can be. Nearing Thy own heavenly place, trusting Thy love I press along, looking to Thee. After a while in heaven bright, where there is neither sin nor night, I shall behold Thee face to face, Jesus my own. Then with the saved ones gone before, I shall with rapture more and more praise Thee forever near the bright, beautiful throne. Looking to Thee, trusting Thy grace, I am as happy as a true soldier can be. Nearing my own heavenly place, trusting Thy love, I press along, looking to Thee.
I'd like to go ahead and open up to number 498. That'll be our song of encouragement in just a moment. So I hope you thought about it. For me, it didn't take very long when I was preparing for this to find what I needed to improve on in my life. But hopefully you identified something. And after singing all these songs and considering it, knowing that who God is, I hope that we're all going to commit to working on it. Getting better, becoming that holy and acceptable living sacrifice for God. If you need help, and it's something that's of a public nature or something that you don't think you can handle on your own, you're certainly welcome to come and ask for help. We're here for each other. You'd be amazed at how many of us have gone through the same struggles that you may be going through, or at least may be able to help. And if not us, professional help, if you need that, certainly get help. Let's be fully committed, fully devoted to God. If you're not a Christian, becoming one would be a great first step, becoming committed to God. Knowing that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, God that came to earth, lived on this earth as a man, lived a perfect life. He gave us a new law. And then He willingly sacrificed Himself so that we might have forgiveness of our sins. Then on the third day, He was raised up, established His kingdom, and gives us that chance to be a part of that kingdom that's not destructible. It's an eternal kingdom that we can be a part of if we will follow Him. If you believe that and you'd like to be baptized, we welcome you to do that at this time. Or if you have any need, please come forward now as we stand and as we sing.
Sweet are the promises, kind is the word, dear Father, any message man ever heard. Nor was the mind of Christ sinless, I see. He the great example is and pattern for me.
Sweet is the tender love, Jesus.
Trevor very much.